Bezalel Shem, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Ritzei Shmiras Nefesh, and the laws of murder and the protecting life, as we are in Sefer Nezikin, in the Book of Damages. In this Perek, we continue the discussion from the previous Perek, discussing someone who kills by mistake. Where here in this Perek, we qualify the different types of killing by mistake. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding the types of errors, Shloishahim Ahargim Belechabanda, there's three types of people. Where in the previous paragraph we opened up regarding someone who kills by mistake is liable for galus. Here we come to specify the different types of shkaga and their different halachic ramifications. There are three types that kill b'leichavana without intent. Halacha base. Yesh haydik b'shkaga, there's someone who kills in error. V'halama gemur, totally unaware without any intent. V'zesh nemabai, regarding such a person, it says in Shmais Chaf Aleph, asha loy tzada, that he did not trap, he did not have any tzad to go ahead. The din the sheikh l'ari mikle b'natzlan, his halacha is that he should go into exile, into the city of refuge b'natzlan, he should be saved from the goyel adam k'moshe b'an, like we explained in the previous parak halacha gimel. But b'yesh harig, there's someone who kills b'tiyash gogu kadav la'oynus. Now his error is much more less in the sense that it's closer to being beyond his control. V'ushiyeda b'misa zeh, that happened with the death of this victim ma'ida pella. Totally unexpected. That it's not really something that usually would happen with people. The din is shupatimagalas, and his halacha is that he's even exempt from being exiled. The maroga goel adam, and if the redeemer blood kills him, neregalav, he gets executed for killing him, so he has even less liability. He's not even chayiv like a shaygig for the halacha of galus. Now halacha dal v'yesh hayrig bishkoga. Now there is someone who kills by mistake. But his error is more severe. It's closer really to being deliberate. So although he didn't intend to kill, but that in this error there's still some negligence. Or he should have been more careful and he wasn't careful. And therefore, yes, his halach is also that he doesn't go into exile, but from the other way. Because his sin is so severe that the exile can't even atone for him. And therefore, but the city of refuge cannot even protect him. Because only protects those that are liable only for exile. If the Redeemer of Blood actually finds this perpetrator anywhere and he kills him, Potter, he's going to be exempt from having killed him. Halacha hey. So the question is, what should this person, this third category, do that he shouldn't be killed? He has to sit and go in the witness protection program and protect himself from the relative of the one that he killed by mistake. So to all murderers, if they killed, we know he killed, but we only had one witness. We had two witnesses, but he wasn't warned. Or similar types of categories where the witness is only refuted with the bedikas, but not with the chakiras. If the relative kills that murderer, because this person wasn't by mistake, so he's not going to galus, but at the same time, he didn't have enough to execute him in the court of law. So if the relative kills him, there's no blood on their hands. That can't be more severe than the one who killed without any intent at all, but it was just close to Zadin, which we said that the goyel adam is not going to be liable for sure in those cases too. Now, Halacha Vav, the Rambam gives examples for these three categories. So Ketzad, what's the case of an error that's closer to being deliberate, and what's that which is closer to being closer to Ainus? So Zadik Evin Rosh Hashanah Rabban Bahargah, someone throws a stone into the public domain and they kill someone. Let's say he demolishes his wall into the public domain. One of the stones falls and it kills a person. Whether he demolished the wall during the daytime, whether he demolished it during the nighttime, it's very close to being a deliberate murderer, because it's not deliberate because he's not intending to kill someone, but he's not going to be saved in the city of Yafashim, because this is a negligence. He should have checked in the street first when you're knocking over stones. People are walking by there all the time. Then he should have thrown into the public domain or demolished the wall. So therefore, that's considered closer to mezid, which again, both are not chayiv, are not going to galus, but one is because it's too severe, and therefore the god of them could kill him, another one not. Halacha zayin. Sasari la'ashba balayla. Let's say someone demolished his wall into a garbage dump at nighttime. So it depends. If the public constantly frequents that garbage dump to take care of the bodily needs, and it's a cover of the mazes, so it's very close to being a deliberate murderer. Therefore, in a nicklet, the city refuge is not going to protect him. But if, let's say, generally people don't go into the garbage dump there, how does it cover blindness? So then it's closer to being beyond his control, and he's going to be the other extreme, he's going to be exempt from galus. Let's say people would go to the garbage dump at night time to relieve themselves. Because it's night, it's under the cover of dark, and it's in the garbage dump. Now, but generally people don't relieve themselves there during the daytime. But when it happened that a person during the daytime went and relieved themselves over there. The Yashav Sham, and he sits over there, Benafalab Evan, the Shastira, now a stone where the guy's demolishing into the garbage dump falls on them, but Mason he dies. So that's a case of Hariza Gaila. So that's the middle case where he's going to go into exile, because ultimately, people generally don't relieve themselves there during the daytime, so that's not Karv Lamezid. At the same time, it's not an Oinus either, because ultimately people do relieve themselves there in the nighttime, and it could happen the person will relieve himself during the daytime, so that's the halachic category of the person who goes into exile. V'ma'acha Shanafla Evan. Now, let's say, if after the stone fell out of the wall that he's demolishing, but it didn't yet reach the ground, Bozev Yashav, now, in the middle when it's falling, this guy sits down to relieve himself there, the Nuflav, and it falls in the mason, he dies, it is a Patma Gals, so then he's going to be exempt from the exile, as we continue Alocha Tes, which is the source, V'chein Azerik is Evan, so if someone throws the stone, V'achash Yatzmi Yadin, after it was already released from his hand, Haitza Alas Reishai, the guy sticks his head out of the window, V'kibla, and it whacks him in the face, and it kills him, Patma Gals, that person is exempt from going to exile. Of course, Shemem says in the pasuk in the Devarim Yotesu, Motze Esrei'ehu. It's talking about over there when someone's chopping wood in the forest and the metal flies off from the wood and it says, Motze Esrei'ehu, and it finds his friend, which sounds like that the person's already there that and it just finds him, which Prat Lamamtsi Asma, that comes to exclude if, let's say, the person was not there and then he brings himself there when the projectile is flying in the air, then that will be exempt from the liability of Galus. Halacha Yud continues regarding the cases of when it's an error that's closer to deliberate, in cases of an enemy or if he's intending. If an enemy kills by mistake, the ear miklet's not going to save him. Kishnem, it says in the pasuk when someone who kills and he's chayef agalas, it says v'hulo oyevloi, that he's not an enemy to him. So this person, he's not chayef misa because maybe he killed him by mistake. At the same time, you can't put him to galas because maybe he killed him deliberately. Because Cheskasi Shukav Lemezid, the presumption is that he's closer to being deliberate because he's an enemy of his, and therefore that's why he's not going to go into Galus. At the same time, neither is he executed. So it's closer to the ones like we're saying Karv Lemezid. Beizeu Sainei. Now, what's considered an enemy? Zeshle Dibur Moshleisha Yom Mnei, but he didn't speak to him already for 3 days because of the hatred, not because they just didn't see each other, but because of something that's in between them. So let's say someone's going into a rounding a corner, and the mitzvah shemeshkog, and he kills someone over there by mistake because he's holding a knife and he's walking straight, and the guy is also turning the bend, and that's also krav lemezid because he should have entertained to say someone might be walking over there. Or you should chafet begufo. Let's say he pushed him with his body. Or let's say he was intended to throw 2 amas, and then he threw it 4 amas. So there is a partial intent. It's just not, you're not totally unaware. So, let's say he thought that you're allowed to kill. Or he intended to kill one person and ended up killing someone else. Let's say he even intended to kill a Gentile or an animal and he killed a Jew. All these are close. You're not totally unaware. You're not like a regular by mistake. You intended to do something wrong, and therefore it's closer to deliberate murder. So therefore, those are cases of Ein Miklatim that he's not going to be saved by the city of refuge. Lachi Lav continues regarding the other way. If it's a shkoga, the closer to being like an oinus, and related to this, if someone goes into someone else's property without permission. Hanichnis lachatzar balabais shlebishos. If someone goes into the court of a homeowner without permission, v'roga balabais b'shkoga, and the homeowner kills him by mistake. So pot min galus. Although he killed him by shkoga, he's exempt from galus. Because Shemin says in the pasuk, by someone who killed by mistake, this chayav galus, says, v'ashayova yisri ehu bayar, that his friend comes into the forest, and then the whole story happens, that the axe flies off, and he kills him by mistake. But that teaches a mayar, it's compared to a forest. Just like a forest, shesh rishos l'nergli konisham, that the victim had the permission to be there, just like as much as the one who killed him. Avkol kuyitz, but also all things like that, the liability is only when he has permission. He had no permission to be in this homeowner's property. If someone goes into the blacksmith's store without permission, and then a spark or piece comes flying out, but tafkal upon him and hits him in the face, the mason he dies, patam goes, exempt goes, not like a yar. But if nichnas b'shus, if he had permission to come in, and then he killed him by mistake, or is it gal? Then the owner will go into galus because then it's just like a yar. Halachid Beis continues with another qualification of this halacha, depending if it's on the way going up or the way going down. So, Mishahayu Doyle Sachavis, someone's drawing the barrel, la'alos l'gag, to bring it up to the roof. V'nifsek ha'chevel, and then the rope tears. V'nafal chaver, now, instead of going up, it now falls on his friend Baragasu and it kills him. Or a similar case, oy basulim. Someone's climbing up a ladder. V'nafal chaveroi v'harogoi, and he falls off the ladder onto his friend and he kills him. In these cases, patam like galus, although it seems to be a classic shkog, he's going to be exempt from galus because shezek my onesu. This is actually like the situation that's closer to oinus, like beyond his control. Shein's a dava hakarv lis beravitin. This is not something that would normally happen in most situations. Like my peluhu, it's like a wonder. This thing was going up and then the rope just detached and this guy just fell off the ladder. Avol bad my mishal shlezachavus. But if let's say he was not going up, rather he was lowering down the barrel. The nafla chaver bergasu, and then it fell on his friend and he killed him. Oh, hayoyoy basulim. This guy was going down the ladder. The nafla chaver, and he falls on his friend. Or let's say he ma'agel b'magilo. Or let's say he was smoothing out the tar on the roof and he was going to the lower down of the slope, which is how the water gets off. The nafla chaver bergasu, and it falls on his friend and he kills him. Goyle, then he will go into exile because shnei. That's what it says the pasuk in the midbar. The yapel alav yomes, that he falls on them and he kills him, which is sheyipol derech nafil. That is going to fall the way falling usually is. Because the way of falling, that does frequently happen to damage. But the Bakarvali is, and that's very close to happen. Why? Why is it different going up or going down? Because the nature is of a heavy thing to go down towards downwards in a swift way. Because you have the law of gravity pulling you down, and you're going down. So therefore, he should have been more careful going down. But since he was not diligent for himself and with alacrity, but tikin ma'isav yof b'shas rida, and to be very careful what he's doing when he's going down, and he kills by mistake, yigul, then he's going to go into gulfs, b'chein kolkes, all similar things. But when you're going up, where you're actually going opposite the law of gravity, then that would be considered closer to an einus. Now related to this, halacha katzav, show you makatzav, a butcher that was chopping his meat. Now v'gbiya yodei b'koyvitz lachar. Now he first lifts up his hands with the cleaver going backwards, and v'gzirei l'shaber etzem. Then he brings it back to chop the bones, like the butchers do. So it depends. Anyone who dies, where he's killing by mistake, when he's on the way up, meaning, you're lifting it up in front. Now, that's considered going up, as we said in the previous halacha, which would make you pater. But even even when it was going back behind him, because that's really an extension of the lifting up, which that's what you do. You lift up and you go all the way back till you have more energy when you're coming down with that velocity. So therefore, it has the halsim halachic criterion like going up. And therefore, it's going to be pot. So in the goy love. If he kills by mistake in any of those two motions, which is really one long motion, then he's not going to exile. But the choshim is b'chazor, whatever he kills on his way back, which is the coming up from behind him, which that's really the beginning of the descent. Even though it's like that's going up, that's really the beginning of the descent. Therefore, it's going to be chayim, like we said, on the way down. And so to be yuridim l'fan, when it's coming down in front of him, then goyla, for those two, he's going to go into exile. Which zehakal, this is the rule. Kol shebederech yiridas, say anything that's on the way down, goyla is going to go into exile. Shaloi bederech yiridas, what's not on the way down, in the goyla is not going to go into exile. Now, vafilu b'yiridish, yitzarech aliyah. Now, even if it's a going down, but it's for the purposes of going up, in the goyla, he's not going to go into exile, because that's also going to be qualified as not derech yiridas. As Ram says, aloch yidal ketzer haso. So let's say someone's going up on the ladder. Now, thing is, but to go up, you have to step down on the rung, but it's for the purpose of going up. So now when he stepped down on the rung, it went and it fell down. So that's literally going down. That means to kill someone. Potem galus, I'm exempt. It's what's called yadid l'tzorech aliyah. He's going to be exempt from galus. Same thing would apply if, let's say, he's intended to throw one direction, it goes to another direction. Let's say he had a stone in his lap, and he never knew that it was on his lap. And he gets up and it falls out, this stone, that means he kills someone. Let's say a blind person kills by mistake. These are all similar to the category of derech aliyah. They're all going to be exempt from galus. They're from the category of the shkaga that's closer to being an einus beyond his control, and therefore he's going to be potter from galus. Lachat Tzvav continues with the knowledge that's required to be liable for galus. So let's say regarding the case we just mentioned, I said Evan Bechaker. Let's say there was a stone in his lap, but the Hikraba, he did know it was there, but then the Shchachi Fikar was there. The Amad Benafla Bemisa, and he gets up, and then the stone falls down and kills someone. Clearly, he's going to go into exile. Shnemikas in the pasuk b'Shkaga if he does it by mistake, which Mechlash obviously did. The inference is that he had an awareness But then he forgot. That's going to be the case, unlike the case where he said he had no clue at all. That's an einus. That would be the case of shkaga. Now the Rambam ends up this parak regarding the person's force and the force of his force to differentiate. So nishmat harbazel, going back to that biblical case, when it comes to the forest and the blade flies out and kills someone by mistake. So nishmat harbazel, but let's say the iron falls out mina eta mispakeya, which is it falls out of the handle when he goes and he's caught chopping the wood, and then he's chopping the wood, the iron flies out from the wood that he's chopping, and it kills someone. In the good, it's not going to go into exile. Why? It's not coming from his force. It's coming from the force of his force, meaning he's hitting the wood with his force. Then the iron flies out from the wood. That's koyach koyach. It's the force of his force. That's like the category we're discussing here in these halachas. That's like beyond his control. It's not considered even something that we would expect as an error of koyach. So to let someone threw a stone on a palm tree. Lahapot tamarim to have the dates fall down. But nafal mina tamarim alatenik v'harugu. Now the dates fell from that palm tree onto a child and it killed the child. Pati is exempt. Nishan nafal mikoyach koyach because his force was throwing the stone onto the tree. But then the tree now having the date come down and kill the child is the force of his force. That's considered a einus, like we said, b'chein kol koyitzim b'zeh masharazim. It's like all similar types of cases from all other different types of causation. If it's a koyach koyach, it's going to be similar to these cases that are karav l'einus, and then it's going to be patzer from gulz.